Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
KFC's new chicken nuggets. Hand-breaded, original recipe, 100% white meat chicken nuggets. The perfect back-to-school dinner option for...
Are those chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I was thinking we could...
Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets!
What is happening?
It's dinner time. Order KFC Original Recipe Chicken Nuggets, 10 pieces for just $5. You've never had nuggets like these. That's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Brace yourselves. Heating season is coming.
It's hard to think about right now, but
this is the absolute best time to prepare for a warm and comfy winter.
Don't wait until you're cold to make the switch
to an Energy Star certified, compact, high-efficiency boiler from Navient. Find your local Navient installer at BoilerComfort.com.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on their... and around there, and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
A 2-2. Waters rips it toward first, in and out of Joe's glove and rolls behind him. Second baseman Bay picks it up, underhands to first. Waters is out. But Witt scampers home with the game's first run, and the Royals lead 1-0.
This is loaded, one-out opportunity. Drew Waters put the ball in play. Can't have it both ways. Can't crush guys when they punch out. Pleading for them to just put the ball in play, make contact, put the onus, put the pressure on the defense. Can't cry about that, and then when a guy does it, not give him credit because it's not enough. So, no, credit to Drew Waters, puts the ball in play. Freddie Fermin then swings through a slider. Two on, two out. That ends the threat there in the fourth inning. Put the Royals up 1-0. Cole Ragans would keep that lead until he left the game after a career-high 108 pitches. Ragans goes 7 innings, allows just 3 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts as he becomes the second pitcher in Royals franchise history to strike out more than 50 batters in a month. 53 strikeouts in the month of August, second only to Dennis Leonard, who punched 55 tickets back in June of 1977. Ragans has at least 8 strikeouts in each of his last 3 starts and in 5 of the last 7. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line in just a moment, but I want to hear from you. Are you able to celebrate Cole Ragans, or is the wound a little fresh? It was for me, but it's starting to heal. Loss number 93 on the 29th of August shouldn't create a wound, to be quite honest. It shouldn't, and yet it did. They heal quicker when you're 52 below. I'm starting to feel better. This serves as therapy for me as well, talking it out. Cole Ragans, big time stuff. Big time stuff, terrific composure, stoic 25-year-old southpaw. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, heck yes, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Vern, so I want to start out my call. I had an event tonight at the Holmes Garden Association out in South Kansas City. And you know my buddy Gino, he purchased 12 pizzas. We brought them to the kids out there. They had a tie-dye T-shirts and socks. And then the pizza and music and painting their faces. The reason I'm bringing this up, because on the way out, I'm listening to Cole Ragans. Hell yes. And I'm listening, but I didn't get to hear it all because I'm working, Vern. and I'm taking care of these kids, and that's my therapy. If I didn't do stuff like this, I would go nuts with the season we're having. So hang in there. I feel you. And then, Vern, after the event, I get in my van, and I load back up, and lo and behold, I get another treat. This is more therapy for me. I hear the legendary Denny Matthews, along with that the champions, the other champions in that booth, Stu and Jake Eisenberg, and you were in the booth with them. I can only imagine how that feels to be in a booth with those guys. And the reason I bring this up, because those guys, they're champions. We haven't been champions on the field, but they've been champions in the booth, and Jake Eisenberg is just I dig listening to him, the vivid, detailed descriptions he brings to the game through the radio, because I love to listen to the radio. I've told you about the history. I've listened to the radio with my grandma when I was a little kid. And the way he delivers it, Vern, for example, he describes the uniform of the royal blue, the royal what we're wearing, the other team's detailed description of their color, the bill of their hat. It's just, it's unique, and I love it. And he's a champion, and so are all those guys. And great job tonight. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to that. And then on the way home, I get to listen to Cole Reagans. And that's what it's all about. I want to help you see through the trees, Vern. It's not going to be turned around overnight. It is an evaluation season. This season's done. But he's been a hell yes, a badass mofo. And he's in my badass mofo club. Matter of fact, I'm saying it right now. He could be our number one starter, everybody, next year. I know what you're going to say. We'll probably get free agents. Hold the fort, Big T.
It's
slow
seven
down on
starts.
That.
It's seven
but,
starts.
Man, Vern, we
none of them have had any sort of real big league pressure. Hey, man, we need this because we're in a race. You know, let's. I'm excited for him as well, but a number one, I just don't think that's fair, Big T.
I hear you, Vern. I hear you. I need something, though, man. I need something to look forward to. Not a number. How about a two or three at least, Vern? Because this kid's lefty. He brings it. And I haven't done the train in a while, but great job on the on deck show and the post game show. I love when you bring everything with your passion. And I know you haven't been in this town very long. You weren't born and lived in this town for a long time, Vern. But the reason you feel the way you do, because you bleed royal blue, regardless if they win or lose. Great job by the guys in the booth, but great job by Cole Reagans. And it's something to look forward to build this team for next year and the following. And as always, let's go Royals. And way to go, Cole Reagans.
More love for Jake Eisenberg on the text line. That's coming from Jake in Olathe. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. An evaluation season of 2023. If Bobby and Mike Hall and Freddie and Vinny, Cole Reagans and Brady Singer are passing with flying colors, yeah, you certainly put Jake Eisenberg in that mix as well. Cole Reagans, at least five innings in all seven of his starts. At least six innings in five of his seven trips to the hill. Royals lose 6-3. And I'm not trying to be the contrarian to what, the optimism that Big T's trying to bring. But you know what? I'll read it from someone else. Text line 913-586-7610. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7610. Larry from Lenexa writes in, Vern, this is just like last year. Everybody's excited about performances in late August, in September, and yet the team loses again. It's a loser mentality. Forget individual performances. Win the freaking game. Now listen, Larry, appreciate it. Always appreciate you listening. I mean, I'm with you as far as you just don't need to treat them like a high school team. Support them, no doubt. Bleed royal blue, no doubt. But hold them to the standard of a big league ball club. Wins and losses. Meaningful games. Play meaningful games. The next meaningful game this team plays will be opening day of 2024. Go out and win that one. Cole Reagans, put a seven-start stretch together like this next year in April, in May, in June. No, we got to be able to celebrate Cole Reagans, Big T. I'm with you 100%. That is the story of this game. But to act as if it's all good because you got one starting pitcher, I just can't get there just yet. I'm happy. I'm happy with the signing of Aroldis Chapman, the decision to pull the trigger a month before the trade deadline on a guy that many viewed as the top relief pitcher available. Royals could have dragged that out for another month. No, they saw Cole Reagans, and they agreed it might not get better than this. This might be the best. Let's not wait. Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. Let's take it. Let's pull the trigger. And to be honest, if this front office would not have pulled the trigger when they did at the beginning of July, I don't think Cole Reagans is available at the trade deadline. So it's a brilliant move. Yes, you got to be happy with the process, right? The process of the front office, the process of the coaching staff to bring Cole Reagans along, and of course the process of the 25-year-old to overcome two Tommy Johns physically, mentally, and then to go out there with the body language, the mound presence, the stoic demeanor. Yeah, you should be happy with all three of those things, and yet, I personally have a tough time. I don't have a tough time articulating it because I'm happy about Reagans. I'm happy with the process of the front office and the coaching staff. It's just, it was a loss. And you're not paid to have good processes. You're not paid to pull off good. You're paid to win. And everybody knows that. The players know that. The front office knows that. Ownership knows that. You know that. I know that. We all understand that. I showed up here to watch the Royals win. If you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, and maybe this is what it all stems from. If you don't win when Cole Reagans is on the mound, if you don't win when Brady Singer's on the mound, I don't know when you win. I don't know when I should expect you to win then. It's now five in a row. It could easily turn into a double-digit losing streak. Talked about this last night. Opened up last night's show saying, man, they better win tomorrow. Because now, in the finale, it's going to be Angel Zerpa. And then Boston comes to town, and that's going to be what? Marsh, Lyles, and Greinke? All three of them capable of leading you to victory, but I'm certainly not going to expect it. I don't think they're going to be favored. So maybe that's why I'm having a difficult time spiking the football after seven strong innings from Cole Reagans. Is because we're right back out here tomorrow. Those 26 guys that play their hearts out, work their tails off. It's to win. And they lost again. And it's painful. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. And I'm not presenting it as if it's more painful for me than it is them. Not at all. I understand that. They're wearing it a lot more than I am. I'm not getting that confused at all. 6-3, the final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Mose & Son.
Coming to terms with a dying ACE unit is tough. I know because I've been there. I tried to get my old unit to last just one more summer, and boy, did I pay the price. Longest summer of my life. So trust me, if you need to replace your AC, just call CM Mose & Son. My team is on time and can take care of any type of AC replacement. Visit cmmoseandson.com to schedule your free estimate. CM Mose & Son. License 202-919. Terms and conditions apply. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Go ahead.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a one-month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catchsuccess. When you save, we all win.
It's time to quit the kibble and kick the cans. The Farmer's Dog makes dog food that's actually food. It's made from meat and veggies and delivered right to your door. Get 50% off your first box of smarter, healthier pet food at thefarmersdog.com/dogdays.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code JOY at checkout. That's harrys.com, code JOY. Enjoy.
This Labor Day at the Home Depot, we're rolling out store-wide savings, where you can get everything you need to make the most of your long weekend, no matter if you're putting down fresh new roofs or digging up and replacing old ones. You can keep your garden alive and thriving all year round. Get select varieties of 1-gallon perennials on special buy, now 3 for only $12. Do Labor Day your way at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Product varies by store. See store for details.
Nachos! Yeah, your nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. On the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Ignition, plumbing, heating, and cooling.
Coming to terms with a dying AC unit is tough. If you need to replace your AC, visit missionphc.com to schedule your free estimate. Mission Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. License 202909. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Brett Veach, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
6-3, the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Pirates. Led 1-0 after 7 innings. Lose 6-3. Carlos Hernandez gives up a 2-out, 2-run home run to Cabrian Hayes in the 8th inning. And then Steven Cruz, the big right-hander, made his big league debut. Things did not go well. He retired the first batter that he faced, and then he went double, walk, 3-run home run, triple, error on Bobby Witt Jr., walk, strikeout, walk. How about you leave the game and let Tucker Davidson finish her off? Yeah, rough start for Steven Cruz, but you were going to give up a run at some point. We were going to have to see your perseverance at some point. Why not right out of the gate? Here's the ultimate test for Steven Cruz. For those unfamiliar, he was acquired in an offseason trade with the Twins that sent Michael A. Taylor up north. Peggy from Lenexa writes in, Vern, I was at the game tonight and really enjoyed watching Cole Reagan's pitch. He gives me hope for the future, Vern. I got 5 games left this year. I hope to see Cole, Brady, or Zach pitch as much as possible because for me, they are the most entertaining to watch. Yeah, Peggy, no doubt about it. I know I was stepping on the gas pedal a little bit harder this afternoon driving to the ballpark. I talk about that drive to the ballpark all the time. You know, I still remember the James Shields drives to the ballpark, your Donald Ventura, Danny Duffy, when he was rolling in 2014 and 2016. You know, Brady Singer last season, those drives to the ballpark where you're like, man, I might see something special tonight. Cole Reagans didn't give up a hit until 2 outs in the 5th inning. Didn't give up a base runner until the leadoff man in the 5th inning. Yeah, Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, they get me stepping on the gas pedal a little bit harder. Could see history when you show up to the ballpark. You should see a win when you arrive at the ballpark. You should have seen a win tonight if you came out to the ballpark. Royals offense, not enough. And then the Royals bullpen, not enough. But we knew the Royals bullpen wasn't going to be able to deliver. At the trade deadline, we knew that. I've boiled it down. At the trade deadline, I told you, man, for the rest of the season, most games are going to follow a similar plot. Some good, more bad, and the bullpen's going to give up multiple runs. I thought that would become the norm. And you saw that today. Some good, more bad, and the bullpen gives up multiple runs. Now, the good was very, very, very good, as Peggy lays out. Cole Reagans, a career-high 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits, no runs. Reagans now in 7 starts. Again, a 1.73 ERA, 56 strikeouts in just 41 and 2/3 innings. All right, let's go to Landon in St. Joe. Landon, appreciate you calling up, buddy. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks, Vern. Thanks for having me on. Wanted to share a couple things. First of all, I drove from St. Joe tonight to go to the game with my buddy. He's from Pittsburgh, which was a blast. But we were sitting there reminiscing towards the end of the innings, and I told him, I said, hey, man, Cole Reagans is phenomenal, doing great. But the bullpen's not like we had in 2015, obviously, not even close. And I said, it's probably going to do something bad and blow it. And yeah. Unfortunately, I was right.
And when it was 1-0, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yep.
No, you're fine. Yeah, when it was 1-0, he was like, yeah, the Royals are pitching great. I'm like, just wait. Coming.
Right.
But it's like back then in 2015, it was like, hey, can we get a pitcher through 6 innings? Can Jeremy Guthrie eat 6 innings so this incredible bullpen can come save our booties?
Yep.
And now it's really the opposite. But the last thing I wanted to mention is when I was there, a lot of people were giving scrutiny towards Mac Quatero and some of his decision making. And I agree with it in some aspects, but we need to think about when Ned Yost was here, he made some pretty awful decisions as well, but he had the players to save him. I mean, in the wild card game, he put in Ventura and everybody talks about that. And,
I didn't mind
Moss
that
home run. And
yeah, I didn't mind in the moment.
Some people minded a lot, and
they did.
There was obviously
with the benefit of hindsight, they did.
There was also some of the decisions
100 miles per hour. Yeah, I'm going to Yordano. I had no issue with that. But no, I understand your point. Yeah. Ned wasn't perfect, but and Ned will say this because right, Ned's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this week, and I appreciate the phone call, Landon. I had this same conversation with Ned this spring training. And World Baseball Classic. I was asking about his All-Star experience, and what it's like being around that many great players. We were just talking World Baseball Classic. Um, And he started talking about the championship team in 2014. He's like, you know, do you think I got any smarter in 2014 and 2015? No, I just had better players. It always comes back to talent. That's the bottom line. Coaching matters, no doubt about it. I'm not dismissing coaching. I do think the managerial role, as far as wins and losses, is somewhat overblown. In my opinion, the job of a manager from the beginning of spring training until the end of August, take care of your bullpen, keep those guys fresh, healthy, and confident, and make sure that clubhouse is cohesive. Make sure they're all pulling on the same end of the rope. Now, if you're in a playoff race, yeah, the job and the checklist becomes a little bit different once you get into September when you're jockeying for postseason position. But, I mean, I was having a conversation with members of the media during the game tonight of who's the second best reliever right now. Now, I got no issue with what Matt Quatrero did with his relievers, not at all. But someone asked me, what would you do? Okay, Reagans is done after seven, where are you going? I said I'd go to the two kids. I'd go Steven Cruz in the eighth and then give John McMillan the ball in the ninth. I don't have a great reason. It's just because they haven't failed. Really, they haven't failed yet. I haven't seen them fail. I've seen everyone else fail miserably. Now, shout out Tucker Davidson. I think he's showing you something. I'm interested in him. But Carlos Hernandez is the best reliever this team has going into tonight. And I wasn't sure who the second best reliever is. I'm still not sure who the second best reliever is. And you talk about those 13, 14, 15 teams, I can get 4, 5, 6 deep with relievers. I was just having a conversation before the game about Franklin Morales and Ryan Madsen and Jason Fraser. How deep those bullpens were, I don't know who the second best reliever is right now. I remember Franklin Morales, and he was like the eighth guy in that championship bullpen. So how are we going to... I'm not going to completely let him off the hook, but I'm certainly not going to crush the manager for bullpen decisions when someone that's watched every single game has no idea who the second best reliever is. And even acknowledging that Carlos is the best reliever, I say that begrudgingly. I say that just based off of stuff. I don't know if I say it off of mentality or heart or baseball smarts. I don't know. But stuff-wise, yeah, I'll still lean Carlos Hernandez. Nice hearing from you, Landon. Hope you call in more often moving forward. Royals lose tonight 6-3, the final score. Want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson. Appreciate all their support all season long. Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Kaylee from Waldo tells us that Zach Hampel, the YouTuber that goes to games to catch foul balls, was at Kauffman Stadium tonight. And he caught two balls from Drew Waters. My grandma always told me, you don't got anything nice to say. I don't have anything nice to say about Zach Hampel. I hope he's doing well. I hope he's healthy and all that. But get out of here. Go to another stadium. We don't want you here. At least I don't. Not a fan. From the 316, Vern, we have 3-4 pieces maybe to build around. Yeah, 3-4 pieces to build around, and possibly the worst team in Royals history assembled around those 3 or 4 pieces. Well, statistically, you're right. Royals right now on pace to lose 112 games. Few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, with all due respect to the mustachioed men out there, Cole Reagans needs to do whatever he's been doing lately for the rest of his career. Yes, I agree. No need for a mustache when you turn into Cole Hamels when you shave it. Raj in the Ozarks writes in that Cole Reagans is a unicorn. Great job. And Vern, the Royals have taught me that I hate losing way more than I like winning. I understand that, Raj. I think a lot of guys inside the clubhouse, most professional athletes, say that. I do not. I like winning more than I hate losing. As a fan, as a media member. Personally, I was never good enough to really factor in victories. Now, my errors were often the reason why my teams lost. So, I like winning more than I hate losing. I was just always responsible for the losses. Royals lose tonight. 6-3 is the final score, and now they hand the ball to Angel Zerpa for the finale of this three-game series tomorrow night, 7:10 for the first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 6 o'clock. Royals hoping to stave off a sweep at the hands of the Buccos. As I mentioned, James Howell back at the studio on the ones and twos, doing a great job. Really appreciate your help. Appreciate your hard work. Shout out Rob Brenton. Shout out CDOT for an excellent first pitch. Great job. Hey, enjoy the rest of your night, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
They fall asleep listening to affirmations.
I had a dream about Zach Wilson.
Just like these ones. Jason, you're unstoppable.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
KFC's new chicken nuggets. Hand-breaded, original recipe, 100% white meat chicken nuggets. The perfect back-to-school dinner option for...
Are those chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I was thinking we could...
Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets!
What is happening?
It's dinner time. Order KFC Original Recipe Chicken Nuggets, 10 pieces for just $5. You've never had nuggets like these. That's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Brace yourselves. Heating season is coming.
It's hard to think about right now, but
this is the absolute best time to prepare for a warm and comfy winter.
Don't wait until you're cold to make the switch.
To an Energy Star certified, compact, high-efficiency boiler from Navient. Find your local Navient installer at BoilerComfort.com.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate. The best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The 2-2. Waters rips it toward first. In and out of Joe's glove and rolls behind him. Second baseman Bay picks it up, underhands to first. Waters is out. But Witt scampers home with the game's first run, and the Royals lead 1-0.
Is loaded, one out opportunity. Drew Waters put the ball in play. Can't have it both ways. Can't crush guys when they punch out. Pleading for them to just put the ball in play, make contact, put the onus, put the pressure on the defense. Can't cry about that, and then when a guy does it, not give him credit because it's not enough. So no, credit to Drew Waters, puts the ball in play. Freddie Fermin then swings through a slider, two on, two out. That ends the threat there in the fourth inning. Put the Royals up 1-0. Cole Reagans would keep that lead until he left the game after a career-high 108 pitches. Reagans goes 7 innings, allows just 3 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts as he becomes the second pitcher in Royals franchise history to strike out more than 50 batters in a month. 53 strikeouts in the month of August, second only to Dennis Leonard, who punched 55 tickets back in June of 1977. Reagans has at least 8 strikeouts in each of his last 3 starts and in 5 of the last 7. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line in just a moment, but I want to hear from you. Are you able to celebrate Cole Reagans, or is the wound a little fresh? It was for me, but it's starting to heal. Loss number 93 on the 29th of August shouldn't create a wound, to be quite honest. It shouldn't, and yet it did. They heal quicker when you're 52 below. I'm starting to feel better. This serves as therapy for me as well, talking it out. Cole Reagans, big time stuff. Big time stuff, terrific composure, stoic 25-year-old southpaw. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, heck yes, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Vern, so I want to start out my call. I had an event tonight at the Holmes Garden Association out in South Kansas City. And you know my buddy Gino, he purchased 12 pizzas. We brought them to the kids out there. They had a tie-dye T-shirts and socks. And then the pizza and music and painting their faces. The reason I'm bringing this up, because on the way out, I'm listening to Cole Reagans. Hell yes. And I'm listening, but I didn't get to hear it all because I'm working, Vern. And I'm taking care of these kids, and that's my therapy. If I didn't do stuff like this, I would go nuts with the season we're having. So hang in there. I feel you. And then, Vern, after the event, I get in my van, and I load back up. And lo and behold, I get another treat. This is more therapy for me. I hear the legendary Denny Matthews, along with that the champions, the other champions in that booth, Stu and Jake Eisenberg, and you were in the booth with them. I can only imagine how that feels to be in a booth with those guys. And the reason I bring this up, because those guys, they're champions. We haven't been champions on the field, but they've been champions in the booth, and Jake Eisenberg is just I dig listening to him, the vivid, detailed descriptions he brings to the game through the radio, because I love to listen to the radio. I've told you about the history of listening to the radio with my grandma when I was a little kid, and the way he delivers it, Vern, for example, he describes the uniform of the royal blue, the royal what we're wearing, the other team's detailed description of their color, the bill of their hat. It's just, it's unique, and I love it, and he's a champion, and so are all those guys. And great job tonight. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to that. And then on the way home, I get to listen to Cole Reagans, and that's what it's all about. I want to help you see through the trees, Vern. It's not going to be turned around overnight. It is an evaluation season. This season's done, but he's been a hell yes, a badass mofo, and he's in my badass mofo club. Matter of fact, I'm saying it right now. He could be our number one starter, everybody, next year. I know what you're going to say. We'll probably get free agents. Hold the fort, Big T.
It's
slow
seven
down
starts.
That.
It's seven
but,
starts.
Man, Vern, we
none
gotta,
of them have had any sort of real big league pressure. Hey, man, we need this because we're in a race. You know, let's. I'm excited for him as well, but a number one, I just don't think that's fair, Big T.
I hear you, Vern. I'm here. I need something, though, man. I need something to look forward to. Not a number. How about a 2 or 3 at least, Vern? Because this kid's lefty. He brings it, and I haven't done the training in a while, but great job on the on-deck show and the post-game show. I love when you bring everything with your passion, and I know you haven't been in this town for a long time. You weren't born and lived in this town for a long time, Vern, but the reason you feel the way you do, because you bleed royal blue, regardless if they win or lose. Great job by the guys in the booth, but great job by Cole Reagans, and it's something to look forward to build this team for next year and the following, and as always, let's go Royals, and way to go Cole Reagans.
More love for Jake Eisenberg on the text line. This coming from Jake in Olathe. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. An evaluation season of 2023. If Bobby and Mike Hall and Freddie and Vinny, Cole Reagans and Brady Singer are passing with flying colors, yeah, you certainly put Jake Eisenberg in that mix as well. Cole Reagan's at least 5 innings in all 7 of his starts. At least 6 innings in 5 of his 7 trips to the Hill. Royals lose 6-3. And I'm not trying to be the contrarian to what, you know, the optimism that Big T's trying to bring. But you know what? I'll read it from someone else. Text line 913-586-7610. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7610. Larry from Lenexa writes in, Vern, this is just like last year. Everybody's excited about performances in late August, in September, and yet the team loses again. It's a loser mentality. Forget individual performances. Win the freaking game. Now listen, Larry, appreciate it. Always appreciate you listening. I mean, I'm with you as far as you just don't need to treat them like a high school team. Support them, no doubt. Bleed royal blue, no doubt. But hold them to the standard of a big league ball club. Wins and losses. Meaningful games. Play meaningful games. The next meaningful game this team plays will be opening day of 2024. Go out and win that one. Cole Reagans, put a 7-start stretch together like this next year in April, in May, in June. No, we got to be able to celebrate Cole Reagans, Big T. I'm with you 100%. That is the story of this game. But to act as if it's all good because you got one starting pitcher, I just can't get there just yet. I'm happy.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
KFC's new chicken nuggets. Hand-breaded, original recipe, 100% white meat chicken nuggets. The perfect back-to-school dinner option for...
Are those chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I was thinking we could...
Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets!
What is happening?
It's dinner time. Order KFC Original Recipe Chicken Nuggets, 10 pieces for just $5. You've never had nuggets like these. That's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Brace yourselves. Heating season is coming.
It's hard to think about right now, but
this is the absolute best time to prepare for a warm and comfy winter.
Don't wait until you're cold to make the switch.
To an Energy Star certified, compact, high-efficiency boiler from Navient. Find your local Navient installer at BoilerComfort.com.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on their... And around there, and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
A 2-2. Waters rips it toward first. In and out of Joe's glove and rolls behind it. Second baseman Bay picks it up, underhands to first. Waters is out. But Witt scampers home with the game's first run, and the Royals lead 1-0.
This is loaded, one-out opportunity. Drew Waters put the ball in play. Can't have it both ways. Can't crush guys when they punch out. Pleading for them to just put the ball in play, make contact, put the onus, put the pressure on the defense. Can't cry about that, and then when a guy does it, not give him credit because it's not enough. So, no, credit to Drew Waters, puts the ball in play. Freddie Fermin then swings through a slider. Two on, two out. That ends the threat there in the fourth inning. Put the Royals up 1-0. Cole Reagans would keep that lead until he left the game after a career-high 108 pitches. Reagans goes seven innings, allows just three hits, one walk, nine strikeouts as he becomes the second pitcher in Royals franchise history to strike out more than 50 batters in a month. 53 strikeouts in the month of August, second only to Dennis Leonard, who punched 55 tickets back in June of 1977. Reagans has at least eight strikeouts in each of his last three starts and in five of the last seven. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line in just a moment, but I want to hear from you. Are you able to celebrate Cole Reagans, or is the wound a little fresh? It was for me, but it's starting to heal. Loss number 93 on the 29th of August shouldn't create a wound, to be quite honest. It shouldn't, and yet it did. They heal quicker when you're 52 below. I'm starting to feel better. This serves as therapy for me as well, talking it out. Cole Reagans, big time stuff. Big time stuff, terrific composure, stoic 25-year-old southpaw. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, heck yes, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Vern, so I want to start out my call. I had an event tonight at the Holmes Garden Association out in South Kansas City. And you know my buddy Gino, he purchased 12 pizzas. We brought them to the kids out there. They had a tie-dye T-shirts and socks. And then the pizza and music and painting their faces. The reason I'm bringing this up, because on the way out, I'm listening to Cole Reagans. Hell yes. And I'm listening, but I didn't get to hear it all because I'm working, Vern. And I'm taking care of these kids, and that's my therapy. If I didn't do stuff like this, I would go nuts with the season we're having. So hang in there. I feel you. And then, Vern, after the event, I get in my van, and I load back up. And lo and behold, I get another treat. This is more therapy for me. I hear the legendary Denny Matthews, along with that the champions, the other champions in that booth, Stu and Jake Eisenberg, and you were in the booth with them. I can only imagine how that feels to be in a booth with those guys. And the reason I bring this up, because those guys, they're champions. We haven't been champions on the field, but they've been champions in the booth. And Jake Eisenberg is just I dig listening to him, the vivid, detailed descriptions he brings to the game through the radio, because I love to listen to the radio. I've told you about the history of listening to the radio with my grandma when I was a little kid. And the way he delivers it, Vern, for example, he describes the uniform of the royal blue, the royal what we're wearing, the other team's detailed description of their color, the bill of their hat. It's just, it's unique, and I love it, and he's a champion, and so are all those guys. And great job tonight. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to that. And then on the way home, I still get to listen to Cole Reagans, and that's what it's all about. I want to help you see through the trees, Vern. It's not going to be turned around overnight. It is an evaluation season. This season's done, but he's been a hell yes, a badass mofo, and he's in my badass mofo club. Matter of fact, I'm saying it right now. He could be our number one starter, everybody, next year. I know what you're going to say. We'll probably get free agents. Hold the fort, Big T. Slow down on that.
It's seven starts.
But man, Vern, we
none of them have had any sort of real big league pressure. Hey, man, we need this because we're in a race. You know, let's. I'm excited for him as well, but a number one, I just don't think that's fair, Big T.
I hear you, Vern. I'm here. I need something, though, man. I need something to look forward to. Not a number. How about a two or three at least, Vern? Because this kid's lefty. He brings it. And I haven't done the train in a while, but great job on the on deck show and the post game show. I love when you bring everything with your passion. And I know you haven't been in this town very long. You weren't born and lived in this town for a long time, Vern. But the reason you feel the way you do, because you bleed royal blue, regardless if they win or lose. Great job by the guys in the booth, but great job by Cole Reagans. And it's something to look forward to build this team for next year and the following. And as always, let's go Royals. And way to go, Cole Reagans.
More love for Jake Eisenberg on the text line. This coming from Jake in Olathe. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. An evaluation season of 2023. If you know, Bobby and Mike Hal and Freddie and Vinny, Cole Reagans and Brady Singer are passing with flying colors, yeah, you certainly put Jake Eisenberg in that mix as well. Cole Reagan's at least 5 innings in all 7 of his starts. At least 6 innings in 5 of his 7 trips to the Hill. Royals lose 6-3. And I'm not trying to be the contrarian to what, you know, the optimism that Big T's trying to bring. But you know what? I'll read it from someone else. Text line 913-586-7610. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7610. Larry from Lenexa writes in, Vern, this is just like last year. Everybody's excited about performances in late August, in September, and yet the team loses again. It's a loser mentality. Forget individual performances. Win the freaking game. Now listen, Larry, appreciate it. Always appreciate you listening. I mean, I'm with you as far as you just don't need to treat them like a high school team. Support them, no doubt. Bleed royal blue, no doubt. But hold them to the standard of a big league ball club. Wins and losses. Meaningful games. Play meaningful games. The next meaningful game this team plays will be opening day of 2024. Go out and win that one. Cole Reagans, put a 7-start stretch together like this next year in April, in May, in June. No, we got to be able to celebrate Cole Reagans, Big T. I'm with you 100%. That is the story of this game. But to act as if it's all good because you got one starting pitcher, I just can't get there just yet. I'm happy. I'm happy with the signing of Aroldis Chapman. The decision to pull the trigger a month before the trade deadline on a guy that many viewed as the top relief pitcher available. Royals could have dragged that out for another month. No, they saw Cole Reagans, and they agreed it might not get better than this. This might be the best. Let's not wait. Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. Let's take it. Let's pull the trigger. And to be honest, if this front office would not have pulled the trigger when they did at the beginning of July, I don't think Cole Reagans is available at the trade deadline. So it's a brilliant move. Yes, you got to be happy with the process, right? The process of the front office, the process of the coaching staff to bring Cole Reagans along, and of course the process of the 25-year-old to overcome two Tommy Johns physically, mentally, and then to go out there with the body language, the mound presence, the stoic demeanor. Yeah, you should be happy with all three of those things, and yet, personally, I have a tough time. I obviously don't have a tough time articulating it because I'm happy about Reagans. I'm happy with the process of the front office and the coaching staff. It's just, it was a loss, and you're not paid to have good processes. Paid to pull off good, you're paid to win. And everybody knows that. The players know that. The front office knows that. Ownership knows that. You know that. I know that. We all understand that. I showed up here to watch the Royals win. If you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, and maybe this is what it all stems from. If you don't win when Cole Reagans is on the mound, if you don't win when Brady Singer's on the mound, I don't know when you win. I don't know when I should expect you to win then. It's now 5 in a row. It could easily turn into a double-digit losing streak. Talked about this last night. Opened up last night's show saying, man, they better win tomorrow. Because now in the finale, it's going to be Angel Zerpa. And then Boston comes to town, and that's going to be what? Marsh, Lyles, and Greinke? All three of them capable of leading you to victory, but I'm certainly not going to expect it. I don't think they're going to be favored. So maybe that's why I'm having a difficult time spiking the football after 7 strong innings from Cole Reagans. is because we're right back out here tomorrow. Those 26 guys that play their hearts out, work their tails off, it's to win. And they lost again, and it's painful. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610, and I'm not presenting it as if it's more painful for me than it is them. Not at all. I understand that. They're wearing it a lot more than I am. I'm not getting that confused at all. 6-3, the final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moes and Son.
Coming to terms with a dying ACE unit is tough. I know because I've been there. I tried to get my old unit to last just one more summer, and boy, did I pay the price. Longest summer of my life. So trust me, if you need to replace your AC, just call CM Moes and Son. My team is on time and can take care of any type of AC replacement. Visit cmmoesandson.com to schedule your free estimate. CM Moes and Son. License 202-919. Terms and conditions apply. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Go ahead.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a one-month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catchsuccess. When you save, we all win.
It's time to quit the kibble and kick the cans. The Farmer's Dog makes dog food that's actually food. It's made from meat and veggies and delivered right to your door. Get 50% off your first box of smarter, healthier pet food at thefarmersdog.com/dogdays.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah. That's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code JOY at checkout. That's harrys.com, code JOY. Enjoy.
This Labor Day at the Home Depot, we're rolling out store-wide savings, where you can get everything you need to make the most of your long weekend, no matter if you're putting down fresh new roofs or digging up and replacing old ones. You can keep your garden alive and thriving all year round. Get select varieties of 1-gallon perennials on special buy, now 3 for only $12. Do Labor Day your way at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Product varies by store. See store for details.
Nachos! Get your nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Ignition, plumbing, heating, and cooling.
Coming to terms with a dying AC unit is tough. If you need to replace your AC, visit missionphc.com to schedule your free estimate. Mission Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. License 202909. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Brett Veach, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
6-3, the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Pirates. Led 1-0 after 7 innings. Lose 6-3. Carlos Hernandez gives up a 2-out, 2-run home run to Cabrian Hayes in the 8th inning. And then Steven Cruz, the big right-hander, made his big league debut. Things did not go well. He retired the first batter that he faced, and then he went double, walk, three-run home run, triple, error on Bobby Witt Jr., walk, strikeout, walk. How about you leave the game and let Tucker Davidson finish her off? Yeah, rough start for Steven Cruz, but you were going to give up a run at some point. We were going to have to see your perseverance at some point. Why not right out of the gate? Here's the ultimate test for Steven Cruz. For those unfamiliar, he was acquired in an offseason trade with the Twins that sent Michael A. Taylor up north. Peggy from Lenexa writes in, Vern, I was at the game tonight and really enjoyed watching Cole Reagans pitch. He gives me hope for the future, Vern. I got 5 games left this year. I hope to see Cole, Brady, or Zach pitch as much as possible because, for me, they are the most entertaining to watch. Yeah, Peggy, no doubt about it. I know I was stepping on the gas pedal a little bit harder this afternoon driving to the ballpark. I talk about that drive to the ballpark all the time. You know, I still remember the James Shields drives to the ballpark, Yordano Ventura, Danny Duffy when he was rolling in 2014 and 2016. No, Brady Singer last season, those drives to the ballpark where you're like, man, I might see something special tonight. Cole Reagans didn't give up a hit until 2 outs in the 5th inning. Didn't give up a base runner until the leadoff man in the 5th inning. Yeah, Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, they get me stepping on the gas pedal a little bit harder. Could see history when you show up to the ballpark. You should see a win. When you arrive at the ballpark, you should have seen a win tonight if you came out to the ballpark. Royals offense, not enough. And then the Royals bullpen, not enough. But we knew the Royals bullpen wasn't going to be able to deliver. At the trade deadline, we knew that. I've boiled it down. At the trade deadline, I told you, man, for the rest of the season, most games are going to follow a similar plot. Some good, more bad, and the bullpen's going to give up multiple runs. I thought that would become the norm. And you saw that today. Some good, more bad, and the bullpen gives up multiple runs. Now, the good was very, very, very good, as Peggy lays out. Cole Reagans, a career-high 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits, no runs. Reagans now in 7 starts. Again, a 1.73 ERA, 56 strikeouts in just 41 and 2/3 innings. All right, let's go to Landon in St. Joe. Landon, appreciate you calling up, buddy. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks, Vern. Thanks for having me on. Wanted to share a couple things. First of all, I drove from St. Joe tonight to go to the game with my buddy. He's from Pittsburgh. Which was a blast, but we were sitting there reminiscing towards the end of the innings, and I told him, I said, hey, man, Cole Reagans is phenomenal, doing great, but the bullpen's not like we had in 2015, obviously, not even close, and I said, it's probably going to do something bad and blow it, And unfortunately, I was right.
And when it was 1-0, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yep.
No, you're fine. Yeah, when it was 1-0, he was like, "Yeah, the Royals are pitching great." I'm like, just wait, coming. But it's like back then in 2015, it was like, "Hey, can we get a pitcher through six innings? Can Jeremy Guthrie eat six innings so this incredible bullpen can come save our booties?"
Yep.
And now it's really the opposite. But the last thing I wanted to mention is when I was there, a lot of people were giving scrutiny towards Matt Quatero and some of his decision making, and I agree with it in some aspects. But we need to think about when Ned Yost was here, he made some pretty awful decisions as well, but he had the players to save him. I mean, in the wild card game, he put in Ventura, and everybody talks about that. And
I didn't mind
Moss
that
home run. And
yeah, I didn't mind that at the moment.
Some people minded it a lot, and
they did. Obviously, with the benefit of hindsight, they did.
Yeah. And there was also some of the decisions with
100 miles per hour. Yeah, I'm going to Yordano. I had no issue with that. But no, I understand your point. Yeah. Ned wasn't perfect, but and Ned will say this because right, Ned's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this week, and I appreciate the phone call, Landon. I had this same conversation with Ned this spring training. And I was, we were talking, I think I was talking, yeah, World Baseball Classic. I was asking about his all-star experience, you know, and what it's like being around that many great players. We were just talking World Baseball Classic. And he started talking about the championship team in 2014. He's like, you know, do you think I got any smarter in 2014 and 2015? No, I just had better players. It always comes back to talent. That's the bottom line. Coaching matters, no doubt about it. I'm not dismissing coaching. I do think the managerial role, as far as wins and losses, is somewhat overblown. In my opinion, the job of a manager from the beginning of spring training until the end of August, take care of your bullpen, keep those guys fresh, healthy, and confident, and make sure that clubhouse is cohesive. Make sure they're all pulling on the same end of the rope. Now, if you're in a playoff race, yeah, the job and the checklist becomes a little bit different once you get into September when you're jockeying for postseason position. But, I mean, I was having a conversation with members of the media during the game tonight of who's the second best reliever right now. Now, I got no issue with what Matt Quatero did with his relievers, not at all. But someone asked me, what would you do? Okay, Reagans is done after seven, where are you going? I said, I'd go to the two kids. I'd go Steven Cruz in the eighth and then give John McMillan the ball in the ninth. I don't have a great reason. It's just because they haven't failed. Really, they haven't failed yet. I haven't seen them fail. I've seen everyone else fail miserably. Now, shout out Tucker Davidson. I think he's showing you something. I'm interested in him. But Carlos Hernandez is the best reliever this team has going into tonight. And I wasn't sure who the second best reliever is. I'm still not sure who the second best reliever is. And you talk about those 13, 14, 15 teams, I can get 4, 5, 6 deep with relievers. I was just having a conversation before the game about Franklin Morales and Ryan Madsen and Jason Fraser. How deep those bullpens were. I don't know who the second best reliever is right now. I remember Franklin Morales, and he was like the eighth guy in that championship bullpen. So how are we going to... I'm not going to completely let him off the hook, but I'm certainly not going to crush the manager for bullpen decisions when someone that's watched every single game has no idea who the second best reliever is. And even acknowledging that Carlos is the best reliever, I say that begrudgingly. I say that just based off of stuff. I don't know if I say it off of mentality or heart or baseball smarts. I don't know. But stuff-wise, yeah, I'll still lean Carlos Hernandez. Nice hearing from you, Landon. Hope you call in more often moving forward. Royals lose tonight, 6-3, the final score. Want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson. Appreciate all their support all season long. Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Kaylee from Waldo tells us that Zach Hampel, the YouTuber that goes to games to catch foul balls, was at Kauffman Stadium tonight, and he caught two balls from Drew Waters. Well, you know, my grandma always told me, you don't got anything nice to say. I don't have anything nice to say about Zach Hampel. I hope he's doing well. I hope he's healthy and all that, but get out of here. Go to another stadium. We don't want you here. At least I don't. Not a fan. From the 316, Vern, we have 3-4 pieces maybe to build around. Yeah, 3-4 pieces to build around, and possibly the worst team in Royals history assembled around those 3 or 4 pieces. Well, statistically, you're right. Royals right now on pace to lose 112 games. Few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, with all due respect to the mustachioed men out there, Cole Reagans needs to do whatever he's been doing lately for the rest of his career. Yes, I agree. No need for a mustache when you turn into Cole Hamels when you shave it. Raj in the Ozarks writes in that Cole Reagans is a unicorn. Great job. And Vern, the Royals have taught me that I hate losing way more than I like winning. I understand that, Raj. I think a lot of guys inside the clubhouse, most professional athletes, say that. I do not. I like winning more than I hate losing. As a fan, as a media member. Personally, I was never good enough to really factor in victories. Now, my errors were often the reason why my teams lost. So, I like winning more than I hate losing. I was just always responsible for the losses. Royals lose tonight. 6-3 is the final score, and now they hand the ball to Angel Zerpa for the finale of this 3-game series tomorrow night, 7:10 for the first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 6 o'clock. Royals hoping to stave off a sweep at the hands of the Buccos. As I mentioned, James Howell back at the studio on the ones and twos, doing a great job. Really appreciate your help. Appreciate your hard work. Shout out Rob Brenton. Shout out CDOT for an excellent first pitch. Great job. Hey, enjoy the rest of your night, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
They fall asleep listening to affirmations.
I had a dream about Zach Wilson.
Just like these ones. Jason, you're unstoppable.
56 strikeouts in just 41 and two-thirds innings. All right, let's go to Landon in St. Joe. Landon, appreciate you calling up, buddy. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks, Vern. Thanks for having me on. Wanted to share a couple things. First of all, I drove from St. Joe tonight to go to the game with my buddy. He's from Pittsburgh. Which was a blast, but we were sitting there reminiscing towards the end of the innings, and I told him, I said, hey, man, Cole Reagans is phenomenal, doing great, but the bullpen's not like we had in 2015, obviously, not even close. And I said, it's probably going to do something bad and blow it, and Unfortunately I was right.
And when it was 1-0, go ahead. Yep.
No, you're fine. Yeah, when it was 1-0, he was like, yeah, the Royals are pitching great. I'm like, just wait, coming.
Right.
But it's like back then in 2015, it was like, hey, can we get a pitcher through 6 innings? Can Jeremy Guthrie eat 6 innings so this incredible bullpen can come save our booties?
Yep.
And now it's really the opposite. But the last thing I wanted to mention is when I was there, a lot of people were giving scrutiny towards Matt Quatero and some of his decision-making. And I agree with it in some aspects, but we need to think about when Ned Yost was here, he made some pretty awful decisions as well, but he had the players to save him. I mean, in the wild card game, he put in Ventura, and everybody talks about that. And
I didn't mind
Moss
that
home run. And
yeah, I didn't mind that in the moment.
Some people minded it a lot, and
they did. Obviously, with the benefit of hindsight, they did.
There was also some of the
decisions
with
100 miles per hour. Yeah, I'm going to Yordano. I had no issue with that. But no, I understand your point. Yeah. Ned wasn't perfect, but and Ned will say this because Ned's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this week, and I appreciate the phone call, Landon. I had this same conversation with Ned this spring training. And World Baseball Classic. I was asking about his All-Star experience, and what it's like being around that many great players. We were just talking World Baseball Classic. And he started talking about the championship team in 2014. He's like, do you think I got any smarter in 2014 and 2015? No, I just had better players. It always comes back to talent. That's the bottom line. Coaching matters, no doubt about it. I'm not dismissing coaching. I do think the managerial role, as far as wins and losses, is somewhat overblown. In my opinion, the job of a manager from the beginning of spring training until the end of August, take care of your bullpen, keep those guys fresh, healthy, and confident. And make sure that clubhouse is cohesive. Make sure they're all pulling on the same end of the rope. Now, if you're in a playoff race, yeah, the job and the checklist becomes a little bit different once you get into September when you're jockeying for postseason position. But, I mean, I was having a conversation with members of the media during the game tonight of who's the second best reliever right now. Now, I got no issue with what Matt Quatrero did with his relievers, not at all. But someone asked me, what would you do? Okay, Reagans is done after seven, where are you going? I said I'd go to the two kids. I'd go Steven Cruz in the eighth and then give John McMillan the ball in the ninth. I don't have a great reason. It's just because they haven't failed. Really, they haven't failed yet. I haven't seen them fail. I've seen everyone else fail miserably. Shout out Tucker Davidson. I think he's showing you something. I'm interested in him. But Carlos Hernandez is the best reliever this team has going into tonight. And I wasn't sure who the second best reliever is. I'm still not sure who the second best reliever is. You talk about those 13, 14, 15 teams, I can get 4, 5, 6 deep with relievers. I was just having a conversation before the game about Franklin Morales and Ryan Madsen and Jason Fraser. How deep those bullpens were. I don't know who the second best reliever is right now. I remember Franklin Morales, and he was like the eighth guy in that championship bullpen. So how are we going to... I'm not going to completely let him off the hook, but I'm certainly not going to crush the manager for bullpen decisions when someone that's watched every single game has no idea who the second best reliever is. And even acknowledging that Carlos is the best reliever, I say that begrudgingly. I say that just based off of stuff. I don't know if I say it off of mentality or heart or baseball smarts. I don't know. But stuff-wise, yeah, I'll still lean Carlos Hernandez. Nice hearing from you, Landon. Hope you call in more often moving forward. Royals lose tonight 6-3, the final score. Want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson. Appreciate all their support all season long. Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Kaylee from Waldo tells us that Zach Hample, the YouTuber that goes to games to catch foul balls, was at Kauffman Stadium tonight, and he caught two balls from Drew Waters. Well, you know, my grandma always told me, you know, you don't got anything nice to say. I don't have anything nice to say about Zach Campbell. I hope he's doing well. I hope he's healthy and all that, but get out of here. Go to another stadium. We don't want you here. At least I don't. Not a fan. From the 316, Vern, we have 3-4 pieces maybe to build around. Yeah, 3-4 pieces to build around, and possibly the worst team in Royals history assembled around those 3 or 4 pieces. Well, statistically, you're right. Royals right now on pace to lose 112 games. Few more from the J Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, with all due respect to the mustachioed men out there, Cole Reagans needs to do whatever he's been doing lately for the rest of his career. Yes, I agree. No need for a mustache when you turn into Cole Hamels when you shave it. Raj in the Ozarks writes in that Cole Reagans is a unicorn. Great job. And Vern, the Royals have taught me that I hate losing way more than I like winning. I understand that, Raj. I think a lot of guys inside the clubhouse, most professional athletes, say that. I do not. I like winning more than I hate losing. As a fan, as a media member. Personally, I was never good enough to really factor in victories. Now, my errors were often the reason why my teams lost. So, I like winning more than I hate losing. I was just always responsible for the losses. Royals lose tonight. 6-3 is the final score, and now they hand the ball to Angel Zerpa for the finale of this 3-game series tomorrow night, 7:10 for the first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 6 o'clock. Royals hoping to stave off a sweep at the hands of the Buccos. As I mentioned, James Howell back at the studio on the ones and twos, doing a great job. Really appreciate your help. Appreciate your hard work. Shout out Rob Brenton. Shout out CDOT for an excellent first pitch. Great job. Hey, enjoy the rest of your night, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
They fall asleep listening to affirmations.
I had a dream about Zach Wilson.
Just like these ones. Jason, you're unstoppable.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available now.